Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. Combine pretty much in the books as now the Titans get ready for the in-town visits, pro days. 7 weeks from Thursday will be the NFL draft. We say hello to former Titans punter Brett Kern, who is with us now. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're good. I want to start with something Joe and I just talked about. Hard to believe it's been 5 years since the tornadoes hit downtown and Germantown and East Nashville and all that. Where were you during that time?
I was here. I just remember, this is that time of year where you kind of got to stay weather alert, right? March and April, May. You just never know when these storms are going to pop up and come through. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they live in East Nashville. And so I just remember having conversation with them because it looked like everything was going to slide north, just north of the city. And so I just remember talking to them, telling them to stay safe, and it was pretty crazy, right? And so we went down, remember going to Costco. And it was crazy because when we went to Costco, there was a limit on everything, but it was because of the potential for the COVID stuff, right? And so the COVID stuff shut down, started relatively close to the when the tornado stuff came through. So you were only allowed to purchase so many items at Costco, right? There's a limit on everything. But yeah. I just remember stocking up the truck, heading down to down by the facility over there and just kind of seeing some of the damage. And I remember the Titans, we did a cleanup effort, and it was to see the damage of a tornado, how you can have one house perfectly fine, and then you go, 20, 30 yards down the street, and the house, there's no more house, right? And the power of it, and where they can find a car that was lifted, and it's, 10 miles down the street. It's unbelievable. So it's crazy. It's been 5 years, but, Nashville, a lot of people came together to help out those that were in need.
Yeah, and it was obviously cool to see everybody come together. But now, 5 years later, switching gears to the Titans and what they're doing. I read a piece, I don't know if you've seen it, Albert Breer did a nice breakdown of kind of where they are in the evaluation process with the number one overall pick. The in-person visits, to me, are going to be a really important piece of this process in helping them decide, are one of these guys worthy in their minds of being picked number one overall? If this was something that you were a part of, what would you want to find out by having these guys come to the facility?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you get these guys one-on-one and you have the opportunity to push their buttons a little bit. You can ask questions that might irritate them, that might get them upset, agitated. How do they respond, right? And then you can obviously sit there and watch film together. Like, how would you, if you're seeing this coming to the line, like, what would you call? What do you see? What do you think would be your first, second, third option? Right? You kind of break through and look at what you're watching together, right? And some film together. And so to be able to do that one-on-one and to ask pretty much any question you want to ask, I think that's huge. It's huge for a lot of guys when they come in, however many visits that they get. But, for them to be able to bring them in, sit them down one-on-one, ask a bunch of questions, watch film. It's huge. It's a really important part of the process.
We're talking to Brett Kern on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Brett, we were talking earlier about, the guys coming to town. The question for our audience, where do you take him? Show up Nashville, one spot, blah, blah, blah. Tell me about when you came to town. Who picked you up? Did you go to Burger King? Where did you go? How was your first day here in Nashville?
Yeah. It started on the golf course in Denver. And then I got back after putting on a par three with about 10 missed calls from my agent. Not very happy with me. And then roughly about 3 hours later, I was on a flight. And of course, it got delayed. So I didn't get to Nashville till 12:30, almost 1 o'clock in the morning. And I honestly don't even know who picked me up. Couldn't tell you. I'm just glad I got to the hotel. And then at 6 in the morning, I got picked up and went with Takahashi over to St. Thomas to get my physical. And then 2 hours later, I was on the field for practice. So it was quite the turnaround.
Did you have to do the turn the head and cough?
I'm sure. I don't think I got into my hotel till 1:30 ish, and then obviously had to wake up, and I was still kind of on mountain time too. So, I'm sure I did it. But that was quite a blur. Yeah. But I'm thankful it happened.
Well, with the guys coming to town, I mean, there's a lot of nerves, a lot of unknown. Were you that way? Were you kind of like, all right, this? I mean, it's brand new because the day before you're in Denver. Now you're in a city you've never been to. You're in Nashville trying to extend your career. I got to think there's a lot of, nerves here, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was. I was also really tired at the time, too. So I think that probably helped in the process. And I think, too, coming here and Coach Lowry, Coach Fisher, Craig Hendrick was here, obviously, he was on IR, but to be able to have them and just kind of the demeanor of them, their calm demeanor, we just want you to go out there, hit your best punt, be comfortable in what you're doing, it was a lot different than what I was experiencing in Denver. So I think that really helped. And Craig, coming out to practice and, just kind of watching me and helping me out was really, really huge. So it was definitely a lot different experience. And I think just those guys kind of welcoming me, with open arms and just, telling me, hey, man, we picked you up. We think you're great. We think you can be here for a long time. Just go out there and do your thing, right? And so that definitely helped, because it's such a whirlwind, right? Like I said, I'm golfing in the morning and then, 24 hours later, I'm practicing with a totally different team. So it's a lot. A lot happens fast. So I think them having that kind of attitude and really helping me out helped a bunch.
Oh, that's cool. All right, so in 2015, the Titans had the number 2 pick in the draft. This year they got the number 1 pick in the draft. How much pressure was off in 2015 of this team, Brett, that they did not have the number 1 pick because they didn't have to worry about certain things with the number 1 pick being number 2? Was there a difference, you think, mentally with a team when they're picking second and not first?
Well, I think it's probably the same situation that kind of like Cleveland and the Giants are in, right? The Giants don't even have a quarterback on the roster, right? And then who else? Will the Raiders go get somebody? With Pete Carroll, will they try to go get Russell Wilson? Where's Aaron Rodgers going to go if he goes anywhere? The Jets, they got Tyrod Taylor, Jordan Davis, and Adrian Martinez on the roster, right? So I think you're kind of looking at the same situation. Yeah, the Titans are at 1, but you hear rumors that the Browns are going to take a quarterback. Obviously, the Giants need somebody. So, the Giants and Cleveland, it's okay, well, who do we leapfrog Cleveland to go get, our guy, potentially, right? Or do we think Cleveland's going to take Cam Ward so we can get Shador Sanders? Or do you think they're going to take Shador, right? It's just a complete – I think the same thing kind of happened in 2015, right? I can't remember if, Tampa came out and was oh, we're getting James Winston. So, we knew, as Titans, we're like, all right, well, we're going to get Mariota, right? So – I don't remember it that well, if it was that clear cut, but I feel if you're going to try to get your guy, right? If you're the Giants and you're thinking, hey man, Cam Ward is our guy, right? But we think Cleveland's going to take him. Then you have to leapfrog Cleveland, right?
Yes.
And I think, I don't know. I don't know what you guys think, but I feel like the Giants are probably in a little bit more of a QB needy position than the Titans. I know some people might think that's crazy. Some might not agree with that, but like I said, they don't even have a quarterback on the roster, right? You could run it back with Will Levis, right? There's guys out there, if you bolster your offensive line, right? I wrote down some guys, I think they need some veteran guys to come in, right? There's, yes, Cam Robinson, Ronnie Staley, Morgan Moses, Brandon Sheriff. All those guys have played some meaningful snaps in the NFL, right? There's a guy from the Ravens, right? Patrick McCary. He's played 500 snaps at tackle. And he played guard this year. The guys played every position on the offensive line. That is something that is so valuable to have. So, you can bolster your offensive line if you have to run it back with Will Levis, right? So, but I think the Giants don't have a quarterback on the roster. So, they can even go out and get a bridge guy, right? But you still need somebody for the future. Because, I think we can agree that there's probably nobody on this list as far as free agent quarterbacks. So you're like, man, this is our guy for the next 5 years. Maybe we can get 8 years out of him, and here's our franchise quarterback, right? So I don't even know if you'd consider Sam Darnold that either, right? So I'd be really curious, the Titans kind of obviously holding the number 1 pick. It really comes down to what the Giants and Browns want to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If the, Chase had a good point earlier, if the Giants sign Aaron Rodgers, move up to 1, take Cam Ward, if I'm the Titans, I'm like, you need what we have, and I'm taking everything from the Giants that you could get. Because, look, they're New York. If you get Rodgers, you get Cam Ward to sit for a year or two. but get their draft choices, get as many draft choices as you can, and move on. I think this could benefit the Titans well, but the Titans got to get that bridge quarterback. That's so important for anything else to go on. But, I mean, they got all the cards, Brett. I mean, they got all the cards right now to do things.
Which is great, too. And the great part about it, too, is, like, obviously it's awesome that free agency happens here in a week and a half, right? And so you can go out there and you're trying to get, like, if you can fill your roster with as many guys as possible from free agency, and I'm not talking about the guys that you're overpaying, right? I'm not talking like the Christian Kirk contract, right, where you give him 4 years, $72 million, and everyone's like, well, wait, this is the highest paid receiver of this draft class or of the free agency class, right? Or I was looking at another deal, Robert Hunt. He was a guard, went from Miami to the Panthers. He got 5 years, $100 million, and he got rated the 36th guard this year. Right? So, you know, usually there's guys that are free agents out there, mainly probably because of injuries, right? Injuries have held them back. You know, maybe it's something like you don't want to give a guy a long-term deal, especially now that more teams are starting to look at analytics, right? It's a replaceable position potentially, whether it's through free agency, through the draft. Like, how can you find that Zach Bond deal, that 1 year, 3.5, and that guy gets all pro? Like, who's a guy, like I was looking at Sherwood, and he's a linebacker that's been backing up CJ Mosley, right? But when he's gone in, he's been extremely effective. So, like, is that a guy that you can bring here, you know, not give him, you know, $10 million, $15 million a year as a high paid linebacker, but, like, can you split it, right, and give him, like, a two-year deal? How many of these guys, you know, Dre Greenlaw, right, out of San Francisco, somebody like that, that he's been hurt. Now, what are the injuries that you don't want to bring in? Obviously, injuries and, you know, the Titans, that's a sensitive subject. But, you know, some of these guys, they have injuries, and you're like, oh, yeah, he can come back from this, no problem. Others are more chronic, and you're like, ugh, you know what, we should probably stay away from this. But, like, who's a guy that maybe is coming off an injury that you know can bounce back? You give him a one-year prove-it deal because you know that he wants to go out and get paid again. So it's trying to find all those diamond, you know, in the rough kind of deals. You piece them all together, right? You can build your team, obviously, through free agency the smart way. And then when the draft rolls around, it gives you a little bit more flexibility in how you want to draft.
Brett Kern is on the line with us here on Chasing Big Joe. Would it bother you at all if they ended up signing a quarterback in free agency and then drafting one as well? Maybe not Shador Sanders or Cam Ward, but, you know, one of these other guys, because Borgonzi kind of hinted at that last week when he talked.
As far as you're saying, taking somebody later, like Will Howard or somebody like that?
Yeah, potentially. Or, like, I could totally see a scenario where they're doing both.
Yeah, I think too, it depends on if you can get more draft picks, right? And, you know, it depends on how you're feeling through free agency. Obviously, if you get another quarterback in here through free agency, you know, I feel like they'll probably draft a quarterback anyways, you know, just through the draft. Because I feel like most teams do that, whether it's fourth round, fifth round, sixth round. Maybe they like somebody that they could take, you know, earlier. I don't know. But if they can get some more picks, which would allow them to do that, I think that would be that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Brett, always appreciate the time. We will talk next week as free agency gets ready to open. Going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Yep, absolutely. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joining us on the program as he does every Monday.
He's so good. All right, let's revisit our question of the day. Titans got prospects coming to town. You are tasked. We're taking them somewhere in Nashville. That's unique. Where would you take them? One spot in Nashville or Middle Tennessee that you would take an Abdul Carter or Shador Sanders or Travis Hunter or a Cam Ward or a Chase McCabe. Where are you taking them? One spot in town, 615-737-1025. The best one gets an attaboy from Chase McCabe.
615-737-1025, our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoundy.com. It's Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 1025, 1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063 The Game, here on this Monday. Broadway Girls, gotta leave them alone.
Who sings this?
Lil Durk and Morgan Wallen.
Lil who?
Durk.
Durk, yeah.
Durk or Dirt?
Durk.
Oh, with a K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, your favorite.
Lil Durk would have been funnier, but okay.
Lil Durk.
I'm not familiar with Lil Durk's music and Mr. Wallen.
Well, Lil Durk, Joe Dirtie.
Now you know Joe Dirtie. That's good. From Joe Durk. Nice. By the way, that just reminded me, David Spade. What did you think of SNL this week?
I thought the monologue was terrible, but I thought some of the skits
were... The beer commercial...
Were outstanding.
The couple beers thing was pretty funny.
Yes, it was good. It was... Those are good. They do well there. But it was okay.
I think those are some of the best things. But Shane Gillis was the guest host.
Who looks just like Joe Rexroad, by the way, if you ever look at it. They look just exactly alike.
I don't see it.
No?
No.
Almost send you a picture. They look just alike. Look at Shane Gillis from like a year or so ago and look at Rexroad. They look exactly alike. I'm telling you. When Rexroad had his little porn stash he had on, whatever the thing, you can't grow a full mustache. And then Shane Gillis had that too. They looked so much alike. I'll see you in the picture.
All right.
Yeah, I like that. No, it was funny. SNL does best when they satire. The Trump-Zelensky meeting in the White House with Van, that was an A+.
Yeah.
That was spot on.
Yeah. Some of the skits were good.
Yeah. Because when they make fun of everybody, that's when SNL is the best.
I think we just lose sight of how hard it is to do a funny monologue nowadays. I mean, like, you look at the late night guys, they're not funny anymore. But, like, Carson and Letterman and Leno, like, they used to be great with some of the monologues.
They were.
I mean, Carson especially.
When I found out that Johnny Carson had 12 writers, I was like, what? Because you always think that he has those, and you realize, yeah, like, Steve Martin, Jimmy Walker.
Yeah.
Were all writers for Carson back in the day. And Letterman's had some funny ones, too. But
Carson used to write for Letterman.
Other way around.
No. When Carson...
When he retired, yes.
Yeah,
when but he Letterman retired. Write for Carson.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Letterman skits is he told a joke, it didn't go well, and he went back to his dressing room, and he called Carson. And they had, like, a split screen. He's like, Johnny, that joke didn't work. And Johnny's like, hold on a sec. And he faxed him another script. Yeah. And he went on the air and read that. So that was funny, but... yeah, it's tough. It's the being funny. It's not, I mean, the first little comedy.
I mean,
funny.
The thing that was so funny about Letterman is like the first show he did on CBS that, you know, he's basically joking that, well, we're basically bringing our same show from NBC, but we can't call them the same things because NBC will sue us.
Right.
And he's setting up like the top 10 or something like that. And Brokaw walks out.
Right. And
Brokaw's like, hey, this is our property.
Like, takes it from him? Takes yes. It back. Oh, that was great. And like Larry Bud Melman was on the NBC. Then he went over to CBS. He couldn't take Larry Bud Melman with him anymore. And
well, he could. He had to call him something else.
Like his real name, like Calvin DeForest.
Yeah,
like, this is not funny.
Like he would walk out and just be like, oh, there's Larry Bud Melman. Yeah, because they CBS mailbag and
all that. Yes.
Yeah. But it was the funniest when they were having to be creative of how they're going to call these things without getting sued by NBC.
I mean, it was back in the day. I mean, that early Letterman on CBS, I mean, the time Farley came in, mm-hmm. and he came down the aisle and was hugging and picking up people and throwing them around, and he was out of breath. But that was a time we all watched. Now, I can't tell you the last time
I haven't watched in a long time. Our question of the day is, if you are in charge of driving some of these guys around and taking them to one place, where would you take them, some of these draft visits? Brian says Old Smoky on 6th Avenue South. They'll need strong booze to offset this horrible team. 0749 says the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Be fun. I didn't even think about that.
Neil says, oh, may I add, I'll take them to Opryland, USA. Oh, wait.
Oh, damn it, Neil.
I know.
Right in
That's
the chest.
Sad. That's
right
sad.
In the chest, man.
Jordan says, this might be lame, but I'm taking them to the Parthenon. It's one of the biggest... homages to the city's nickname and also helped influence the football team's name. Also, the scenic park surrounding it is a good place to talk and quick access to Ted Montana's or Fleming's for a quality steak dinner.
Have you been in the Parthenon?
Yeah.
Once?
A couple times.
Okay. Dr. Crane, have you been in the Parthenon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I've been in one time. Lived here my whole life. And when I went in, I was like, are you kidding me? This is beautiful.
Are you ready for me to do my thing I do where I give you some history of me,
yeah,
my family.
Oh, so, here we go.
So my real name is Charles, right?
Yeah.
Charles McCabe. I'm the fourth.
Oh, Chuck.
The OG Charles McCabe that I'm named after. I don't know what his exact role was, but he played a role in bringing the Parthenon here. So there you go.
Wow. Over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Again, you're just now telling us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know. I decide when I tell things, I guess.
He's Chuck the fourth, man.
I am the fourth.
He's C4.
I am C4.
He's C4, yeah. We got all kind of nicknames now for him.
Yep. Ivy.
Ivy. I don't like Ivy.
I don't like that either. Yeah. But what's funny is my debit card, it has my full name on it. Like, if I open a tab, I'll be like, McCabe. Like, we can't find it. I'm like, check Ivy. The computer system puts it in there that way.
Open a tab, huh? How, that's rare.
Sometimes. I learned from Greg Pogue, right?
Yeah, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
Wander off somewhere. Oh, yeah, I just ordered water and crackers. I didn't get all that in there. So you were taking the Loveless.
Yeah.
I'm Tootsie's on a spring day. Dr. Crane, were you taking them again?
Did I mention anything? I don't think I did.
I don't think you did.
Not Fremont Street.
Yeah, not Fremont. I don't know.
Coco's?
No, not Coco's.
That'll get him going.
I don't know. Printer's Alley one was pretty good.
Oh, Printer's Alley. That's
that
right.
That might be good. This is tough. Probably Jack Daniels. Take him out to the distillery out in Lynchburg.
Yeah.
There's a grilled cheese place that's divine.
You and Abdul Carter riding out there to the Jack. That's okay. I like that.
We'd have a good
the
time.
Whole time, he's going to be like, how's the foot?
Yeah. So, like, you have like a little drop foot going on. What's the deal here?
Yeah. By the way, did Jack Daniel, did he not die of gout in his toe or something? I think he did, right?
I think he did. You're right.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, he did.
Some infection in his toe where he kicked something. And so you could say Abdul Carter said, look, it could be worse. Right?
That's great.
Chris and Dixon says, if it's a quarterback, I'm taking them to an insurance agent. They're going to need one. They're going to need life insurance behind this O-line.
Right? They'll need that.
Thank you, Chris. We'll continue this and much more. 615-737-1025, including the Predators, as they dropped two over the weekend. They've already made a trade. Gus Nyquist now with the Minnesota Wild. What's next? We'll discuss that and much more. Here on the program, Chase and Big Joe, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership. Dr. Crane, where the buzz is always about great service. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Monday. NHL trading deadline is Friday. The Predators went 0-2 this weekend in New York. First Saturday against the Islanders, and then last night against the Rangers.
Will you add some context in going 0-2? I mean, it was really bad.
Oh, I was about to finish my thought, so okay. Yes. Right. Lost 7-4 on Saturday, and then 4-0 last night against the Rangers. So got shut out once again by the Rangers, and lost 7-4 against the Islanders on Saturday.
Which game was Saros in?
Saturday.
7-4 loss?
Yeah.
Ouch.
And then Big Juice got shut out. But look, guys, at this point, I mean, you can nitpick all you want. That's fine. I mean, if that's going to make you feel better to be like, this guy played like crap or this guy played, the team sucks. It's just kind of where you're at.
I'm not sugarcoating anything.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're not a good team. So that's why they're selling off.
Sorry.
That's what happens this time of year. They made the trade. They kept Gus Nyquist out Saturday for trade-related reasons, and then during the game, it was announced that Gus Nyquist was traded to Minnesota for a 2026 second-round pick. The Predators will retain half of Nyquist's salary, which is for the rest of the year, and then get a 2026 second-round pick. The fact that Barry Trotz was able to get a second-rounder for Gus Nyquist after the year he's had, kudos to Barry Trotz.
How long was Nyquist a Predator?
I mean, basically almost 2 years. He was on a 2-year deal.
Is it Minnesota coming here soon?
They might be.
Does he get the video?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
What if the video said of him and his bad plays and says, thanks for nothing?
What if it's Cody Rhodes from the other night and it say, hey, God. No, I'm just kidding. It'll be a good video. And so that begins. So what's next? Who's next, I guess, is what we should say.
Do you think there's a next?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Okay.
I think Mike McCarron.
We just had him on the show.
I know, and we like Mike. But
come on, man.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I hate it because I like Michael McCarron.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and this is not a knock at him, you can find a lot of Michael McCarrons, a lot of guys that'll play his type of game. And so if you can get some sort of draft pick for him, then you do it.
That is a knock at him.
No, it's not
Miss Lee. It's like when somebody says, hey, no offense.
Yeah.
Well, and you're like,
oh. With all due respect, and I can say whatever I want.
Right. Oh, man. It's his birthday. His birthday might be the trade deadline. I think it is. It's 7.
It is. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Michael. Enjoy the Florida
Happy
Panthers.
Birthday. You're going to go possibly win a Stanley Cup. Seth Jones got traded to the Florida Panthers over the weekend.
Did he?
Yep.
We just talked about him when we were in Chicago. Like, yep. I thought the Preds somehow, some way need to go back out and get him. Bring him back home.
He's with Florida now.
I'd like to be at the Panthers, too. Go to the beach every day.
But, I think that, you know, McCarron is one to watch. Novak is one to watch, even though I don't think you'd get much for him. Sissons is one to watch. Cole Smith. From a defense, I don't think they can afford to trade a defenseman because they don't really have any left. They're all hurt.
They drafted defensemen like for years.
Yeah.
They had defensemen.
Willsby's out for the year. Lazan's out for the year. Yossi, we don't know how long he's out.
How many players?
Shen could be possible. They could trade Shen.
Are left off the 2017 Stanley Cup team?
Yossi, Saros was the backup. Forsberg and Sissons.
That's it?
Yep.
Holy cow, man. Is Freddie Goudreau still in the league?
Yeah, he's with Minnesota. He's actually doing well.
Why couldn't the Preds keep him?
I don't know. Go ask him.
No, you're my Preds insider, so stop deflecting everything, pal.
I don't know.
I got a rugby insider and Dr. Crane.
Freddie's done
well.
I got
a Preds. You're double dip. I got a Preds NASCAR insider in you.
Yeah.
I got Rick Merritt, who's an insider for a lot of other things. I'm covered. So when I want to know something about this, I need your answer.
Freddie Gaudreau this year, 61 games played, 13 goals, 14 assists for 27 points.
Not bad.
He's, the last few – he's been with Minnesota. This is his fourth year with Minnesota.
Okay. He'll always be the trivia question, right, and answer.
Only hat trick in Stanley Cup final history for the Predators.
Well, he's also the first goal, right? Didn't he score the first goal against Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Or wait, was he a hat trick? No, he wasn't a hat trick. He scored 3 goals. Or maybe
but
he
scored
was.
The first goal.
Yeah, he did.
After they took away Sisson's goal, right?
Yeah, because of the bogus offsides call.
And then later on, Crosby's pounding Subban's head into the ice, and that doesn't get called. Okay. Yeah.
Peter Laviolette was ready to fight somebody.
Hot. They were all hot. That's right.
He should have been. So, this week they're in Boston. To wrap up the road trip. So they'll play Boston tomorrow night and then back here Thursday night against Seattle and then Saturday night against Chicago the day after the deadline. So I have a feeling this team's going to continue to look different, and then you're going to see a lot of youngsters come in, and we're all going to just ride out the rest of the season together.
That's what it is. Let's enjoy the last 23 games roughly and have fun.
And look, I think people are going to go. The crowds have still been good. I get it. It's disappointing. Everybody had high hopes for this season, but it is what it is. And so, be excited. Be excited about watching some of the young guys play and seeing what the future looks like.
Do you think, and I want you to answer for Barry Trotz, that if he could trade Stamkos, Shea, and Methuselah, he would?
Marchessault.
Whatever the guy's name is.
I'm going to answer for me. I'm not going to put words in his mouth.
Okay.
But if I was him, I'd say yes.
That'd be good.
At least one of the three. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think so.
Won't you work on it? Help out.
Well, I'll see what – you'd have to get them. He talked about it with Jared last week, that Jared asked him would he go to some of those guys and ask them to waive their trade protection. And he said yes. Well, be those guys.
I just think that is – if I'm an owner, I'm never giving a player trade protection. Sorry, I'm not. Well, I'm not going to sign there. All right, good. Then we won't pay you the last 3 or 4 years of your contract where you're doing nothing for us. Take care.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, man. You made a good point last week. I'm 4-year max. I am 4-year max. I'll give you a 4-year deal.
I love Max.
Deal.
He's good.
Right?
Good dude.
I love the 4-year-old Max, too, when grew up in Pittsburgh. But I'm with you. I am 4 years. You're not getting a 7-8-year deal from me. You're not. You're not getting a 5-year deal. You're getting a 4-year deal. After that 4 years, we'll sit down and discuss what's going on. And if you find greener pastures, take care of yourself.
Yeah. They did sign this morning. This is kind of the time of year where some of the prospects that have been playing juniors They'll start signing their entry-level deals. Forward Joey Willis, who was drafted, I think, in Nashville. So now the Predators and Nashville FC both have a Joe Willis. So there you go.
Wow, okay.
There's a BJ Callahan, a Brian Callahan. There's just all sorts of connections here.
Yep.
And doesn't the – is B Brian?
It is, Brian Joseph.
Okay, so he's Brian Joseph Callahan. That's awesome.
We're talking soccer. Aren't you weighing in?
I was clipping something back here.
By the way, I saw the New England Revolution came to town. Is that the Revolution?
Yeah, that was last week. Yeah.
I saw their motorcade when they came to town, their police escort. Next
top
level.
Notch. Really?
Oh, yeah. Stayed downtown in the Gulch. That was something. Yep.
So are we going to get one when we have to go somewhere?
We can. I've made a couple phone calls.
Good.
Yeah. Looking at you, Hickman County. Come on up. Police department down there. Come and get us over in Centerville. Come get us.
Coming up next, we will tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. But first, speaking of the Predators, back in town Thursday against the Seattle Kraken, you can win a pair of tickets to see them against the Kraken by calling 615-737-1025. And let's see if you were just paying attention to our conversation. Who scored the first goal in the Stanley Cup final for the Nashville Predators? See if you were paying attention just a few minutes ago. 615-737-1025. First person to get that right, we'll go see the Preds and the Kraken Thursday night at Bridgestone Arena. We'll come back, tell you what day it is here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Monday. Nashville's best deal this week is from Brewster's Real Ice Cream in Hendersonville. They offer handcrafted cakes, pies, and ice cream flavors of peppermint Oreo, eggnog, and gingerbread blend. Enjoy the magic of homemade happiness this season. Visit thegamenashville.com/deals now and get half off a $50 gift card while supplies last. Go check that out. That sounds really good, for sure.
Do you know that for sure? Do you know that tomorrow is Fat Tuesday?
Every day is Fat Day for me. Yes, it is.
Chaser.
Because it was, I guess yesterday was Palm Sunday, or this Sunday's Palm Sunday.
No, is it Palm Sunday before Easter?
I believe so.
The week before Easter. Yeah,
I thought it was like 6 weeks before Easter.
That's the groundhog.
No, that starts Lent and all that.
I thought Lent 40 days, right? That's 40. The 40 days out before Easter.
Yeah, you give something up for Lent.
Yeah. You know what I gave up for Lent last year?
What?
Hope. Fat Tuesday and then Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday.
That is correct.
Okay. But yeah, the 40 days before, Chaser's looking it up.
Yeah, Palm Sunday is April 13th. Okay.
That's all right, though. The fact that the good Lord's on your mind, I love.
Yeah, well, of course. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Above and beyond industry standards, wide-ranging fire protection, sprinkler systems, extinguishers, kitchen hood suppression. Just visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list, we have 33 Flavors Day. So if you like flavors of anything, it doesn't give a specific.
Is that like ice cream? Is that like?
The picture is ice cream,
a
yes.
A certain ice cream company that is known for 31 flavors, I think?
Butter pecan, you?
I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to do that. Okay. I like it.
All right.
I'm in for it. Yeah. I like butter pecan.
That's mine. Stay the hell away.
Sorry.
I need your own.
I'll take pistachio.
Okay. You? Something new. Vanilla. Boo.
I like cookie dough, man. Oh, it's the way to my heart.
Okay. Thank you.
All great suggestions.
You're a great suggestion.
Well, you are.
Next we have is Canadian Bacon Day. So.
Isn't that basically ham?
Yeah. I think so. Boo.
I like it. Well, yeah.
Let's see. If I can pronounce the first name right, I know I can pronounce the last one right. Let's see. Casimir Pulaski Day. I think I pronounced that first
Love
one.
Love Pulaski. Good place.
It is. Let's see. Giles County.
Dr. Pulaski on Star Trek. Good one.
Cream Bun Day. That's celebrated in Iceland. So.
Cream Bun.
Yep.
Was that like a donut with cream? Maybe?
It looks like a burger, but with patty, like the middle part where the patty is, it's just a bunch of cream.
Sounds like something you'd see on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Next one we have is Fun Facts About Names Day. So we just found out something fun about Cream Bun Day.
I'm not talking. I don't want to get suspended by the boss. I ain't talking.
Let's see. Next we have is I Want You to Be Happy Day.
I want us all to be happy.
Going back to his pay-per-view comment a moment ago.
National Anthem Day is today.
Lord.
Amen. National Cold Cuts Day. National Moscow
Mule
Day.
Get some cold cuts. Get some cold cuts.
Moscow Mule, man. That's a good drink.
We also have National Mulled Wine Day.
So, all right.
National Soup It Forward Day. Didn't know that was a thing. Peach Blossom Day. Talking Third Person Day. Read Across America
says.
Day. There are a lot of them here. TB 303 Appreciation Day. What if cats and dogs had opposite thumbs day? That should not be a day. World Wildlife Day. And then the last one I have is Shrove Monday. So,
Shrove Monday. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within 2 hours. First birthday, the very funny Julie Bowen that was on Modern Family. Very funny.
57.
58.
55. Chase up 1-0. Next up is the actress married to Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel.
42.
44.
43. That's a push. That is a push. The singer, Camila Cabello.
37.
32.
28. Well done there. Singer Jennifer Warnes. I Had the Time of My Life. She sang that song. Up Where We Belong with Joe Cocker.
I'm going to say, so that's 80s probably, 62.
61.
Ooh, Chase, you're close. 78.
Oh, nice.
Actor-director Tim Kazurinsky was on the early Saturday Night Live. He's very funny.
73.
77.
75. That's another push. You two silly gooses. Chase is up 1-0. Rapper-actor Tone Loke.
Funky Cole Medina.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say he's 63.
58.
59. We're tied at 1. Dr. Crane, you have to get this one. Singer Brett Warren of the Warren Brothers.
I should know this.
You should go first.
Oh, please, please.
47.
57.
Oh, 54. Actor Bud Bundy, David Faustino from Married with Children.
Oh, wow. 45.
41.
He's 51.
Is he really? Good Lord.
Lord.
How old is Christina Applegate then?
Probably not much older than that.
Yeah.
Gospel singer, your favorite, Chase, Jason Crabb.
Old Crabby.
Yep.
Jason Crabb, I'm 60.
63.
48. I like when Chase tails off. I don't know, 60. Rapper Lil Flip.
Lil Flip Flop? Lil Flippy Flip?
Oh, this Lil Flip.
41.
38.
44. Come on, man. You know Lil Flip. All right, 3 birthdays left. It's 1-1. You guys are terrible. The greatest running back of all time in college football, Herschel Walker. How old is Herschel Walker?
Herschel. 68.
64.
63.
Oh.
Dr. Green's up 2-1. Jackie Joyner Kersee, the great Olympian. How old is she?
63.
60.
62. Oh, my God. We're tied at 2. Here comes the last one. Former Notre Dame quarterback. First-round draft choice by the Seattle Seahawks, Rick Meyer. How old is Rick Meyer? Remember, Beano Cook said he was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
2-2. We're tied at 2.
64.
66.
55.
Ugh.
And that's all I got. We'll leave it at 2-2.
We're gonna end on a tie?
That's a push, yeah, because you don't deserve to win, and neither does he.
Oh, well, thanks.
So right now you're in purgatory until tomorrow.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
Fine. Be that way.
I just am. You
jerk. That is going to do it for us. DVD coming up next.
Hey, it's another Wednesday for our guys out there. You're hitting the week ahead. There might be some obstacles ahead of you. Know that we're praying for you. Know that we're loving on you. If you need to talk to somebody, please, on your cell phone, you can call or text 988. please, please reach out, talk to somebody with anything. Nobody's not going to talk to you. So please reach out to somebody. We're all going through something. It's better. We can go through this together. So know that we love you. You got this. Your journeys are beautiful. Don't compare it to anybody else's. It's your journey. It's wonderful. And know that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, so does God.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next. Adam Vingan. Is he going to sell out like John Cena? We will find out. We will do that coming up next. We're back at it at 9 tomorrow here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.